This is Crow Calling from Customer Service. How may I help you?
Well, I just got a bill from this number on my credit card, and I was just wanting to question it. What it is, all it says is premium gadget collect.
All right, ma'am. Well, can we start by getting your zip code?
62896.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
Brenda Calcaterra.
All right, miss. And can you verify your address for me?
2242 Pershing Road, West Frankfort, Illinois, 62896.
All right, Miss Brenda, well, I do have an account that's being pulled up under your name. Bear with me for a couple of minutes while it loads, because our system loads a little slow today.
Okay. Mine is too. I received actually two bills, not just one. I think it might have something to do with a couple phone cases. I'm not sure, though, because that wasn't the name. It was like TMU or something, T-E-M.
All right, ma'am. So I do have your account pulled up. On the 26th of November, do you recall entering a sweepstakes to win a kitchenware set? $574.
Well, I remember, no, but I remember, I was at about that La Crusette. There was an orange. It said you'd get a free, I guess it's a Dutch oven, cast iron, I think, Dutch oven for if you just pay the taxes. I mean, my shipping, I think, not taxes, shipping. Yeah, I remember that. But the next one, I didn't order a set of, and I haven't got anything, as a matter of fact, of that. I have got nothing, no pans of any kind.
All right.
And then I canceled it, or my daughter did for me, because it kept going and going, and it said, now I've ordered a whole set of pans, which I didn't want. Somehow I got hooked into it. I think it's one of them scams going around where they try to hook in old people. Because I'm 75, so I'm not going to ever order anything online again like that. But I've got none of the pans. I thought maybe that $5 was a couple. I bought a couple phone cases from another company. And this is supposed to have been Kohl's. But it wasn't. It said Kohl's when I looked at it. And I shop with Kohl's all the time. So that's why I thought it was legitimate. But then it didn't take my Kohl's credit card. It wanted a MasterCard or something. I should have known then, but I didn't. And I guess it's gone through. But I have not got anything to show for that then.
All right, ma'am.
You know
if it's
been shit?
All right, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay, so look, the dustware oven that you ordered, it was actually a sweepstakes entry. That's what the $574 charge was. It wasn't, yes, ma'am. It wasn't necessarily shipping and handling, because if you won the cookware set, then it would count. But since you had a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning, and since you didn't win, within the terms and conditions, it does outline that you agreed to pay $67.32 every month, which is our factory direct savings store membership up cost. And with that comes a $125 gift voucher they can use for any further purchases in the store. It also does give you a higher chance of winning every month that you're charged. So let's say next month when you're charged, you have a 1 in 1,000 chance.
Let me get in here. Let me say something. It is a scam then. I do not want the 67. I'll go ahead and pay for the 574, but I didn't even know that. It was just an entry. See, I didn't read good enough, and I think that's how you're getting people. I'm not going to pay the 67. I will pay the other because I didn't know it. I thought it was, the way I read it, it was just the shipping. I didn't know anything about an entry in a sweepstakes. And so I want a refund on that $67.32. And my daughter sent a cancellation several times to this company that we didn't want it. She read it and found out it wasn't legit. She even got one in the mail later, just like it. And so I want that $67 taken off of my bill. I'll go ahead and pay the $5. I shouldn't have done that, but that's my own fault for not reading it good enough.
All right, ma'am. Well, I can cancel this for you, but I can only give you a 35% refund on the 6732 because this is a valid charge. It is outlined within the terms and conditions.
No, it isn't valid. No, it's not valid. I didn't agree to that. I'll call my credit card company and have them deal with you. That's what I'll do right now. I'll have them taken both off because it was a scam. You're scamming old people.
Well, ma'am, if you do try to... If you try to dispute this with your bank, they will go through the terms and conditions that are outlined on the website, and they will see that it is a valid charge.
Well,
so while
no,
they might
it.
Give you, a, they might
give
my
credit card company. It's my credit card company, not the bank, and they
well,
will
ma'am,
dispute it.
Well, ma'am, it's the same thing. So if you do dispute it with their credit card company, they will go through the website and see that it is a valid charge because outlined in the terms and conditions, it does say that you do have to agree to the terms and conditions to enter the
sweepstakes. No, I didn't agree to them terms because I didn't know what they were. Or you're scamming people. That's all it is. It's on TV all the time what you guys do, and I can't believe you would even work for a company like that. You sound like a nice young man.
Well, ma'am, I'm only...
I want that
I'm
off
only
my bill.
A,
I do not want billed anymore for this 67 payment that you're telling me is going to give me a better chance at winning something. Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
All right,
I
ma'am.
I want it canceled
well,
now.
I
want
I will
it all canceled
I will
right
I will
now.
Cancel, I will cancel it for you, ma'am. I already established
yes.
that. But I can give you a 50% refund on the 6732 as a courtesy.
No, I want 100%. I don't want 50. I didn't agree for this $67 to come up. You didn't explain that in the, I don't know, the thing you sent over the internet. There was no 67 charge explained to me.
Well, ma'am, we can look
I
at the website and go over it if you want to.
No, I don't want to go over it. I don't want to go over it. I want it canceled. I want that taken off of my bill right now because I'm not paying it. And I will call my credit card company.
All right, ma'am. Bear with me 1 second while I speak with my supervisor.
Oh, boy.
All right, ma'am. So I have spoken with my supervisor, and they agreed to let me let you have a full refund. I've also canceled your account for you. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, I would.
Okay. It's C as in Charlie. 262.
Okay.
981. 492. Okay.
And this is what you're canceling, the 67?
Yes, ma'am. And your refund should be back within your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can help with?
No, but I wish you'd get another job because it is a scam on old people. I have a sick husband I'm going to visit. He's been in the hospital 3 months, and I have to deal with this. Not a very good way to make a living.
Well, I'm sorry to hear
Thank
that,
you.
Ma'am. It's very disheartening here. I hope your husband recovers.